Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The presidential candidate campaign sprint is in full gear ahead of Super Tuesday, March 1st. That's when Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders vie for support in 10 states holding primaries. Before looking ahead, let's take a moment to consider Sanders' historic victory back on February 9th in New Hampshire with Jonathan Zimmerman. He teaches history at New York University. Jonathan, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Good to be here as always.
What's historic about Bernie's victory?
Well, what's historic about Bernie's victory in New Hampshire is it's the first primary victory by a Jewish American in a presidential election.
Not the first time somebody who's Jewish has run.
Well, that's true. Remember that Joe Lieberman ran for vice president in 2000 and then ran for president in 2004, but he never won a primary. It's also worth noting that Barry Goldwater was born to a Jewish father and an Episcopalian mother, but was raised Christian, didn't self-identify as Jewish, which is why Harry Golden famously said that he knew that the first Jewish American president would be Episcopalian.
Though Joe Lieberman certainly ran on his heritage, I believe he was Orthodox, and it was already known that he would be cutting back on whatever work duties were required of him on the Sabbath.
Saturday. Oh, absolutely. No, he was extremely clear about his identity, but he was not successful as a presidential candidate. What's historic about Bernie's victory in New Hampshire, again, it's the first time a Jewish American has won a presidential primary.
To try to get a sense of where Bernie Sanders stands on his heritage, his religion, he was asked that question recently on a Jimmy Kimmel show. Let's give a listen.
You say you're culturally Jewish. You don't feel religious. Do you believe in God, and do you think that's important to the people of the United States?
I am who I am, and what I believe in and what my spirituality is about is that we're all in this together.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Sanders gave, I thought, a very eloquent statement of his faith and faith system, but he didn't reference the fact that he's Jewish, even though, of course, his parents were Jewish. He was bar mitzvahed, went to Israel to work in a kibbutz in his youth and so on.
Perhaps he's casting his net wider. The largest group, not religious, of course, but within the category of religion, spirituality, is the rise of secularism. And it's appealing, I'm sure, to many of those who voted for him in New Hampshire, white, liberal, and young.
Yeah, possibly so. And I also think it's fair to say that many people, including many people I've spoken to in recent days, neither knew nor cared that Bernie Sanders is Jewish. And as a historian, I find that absolutely remarkable, given the kind of prejudice that Jews have encountered in the political sphere over hard time.
Understandable that they might not have known, since, as we've been discussing, he hasn't played it up. But to what extent do you really feel that they don't care?
I can't say that voters don't care yet. What I do think is interesting, however, is that nobody's made an issue of this. Part of that is because Sanders, of course, himself doesn't play up his Judaism, the fact that he would be the first Jewish president. And it's quite different, say, from Hillary Clinton, who is very explicit about the fact in her pitch that she would be the first female president. But I also think historically it's remarkable that there hasn't been a great deal of discussion about this subject, because in earlier eras, whether Sanders played up his Judaism or not, Americans absolutely would have.
But to what extent is past prologue? Many pundits are saying this is like no other presidential election season. Maureen Dowd this past Sunday wrote, "The country is now aflame with anger and disgust about politicians and bankers who conned trusting Americans and never got punished for it. That fury has led to the rise of wildly improbable candidates in both parties." Thereby linking similar energies that draw one to Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders.
Well, look, if you survey Americans now and you ask them a question like, would you vote for a Jewish person for president? Over 90% of people respond affirmatively. But that, too, is a function of our time, because if you go back even to the New Deal in the 1930s, only 46% of Americans said they would. Now, it's an open question how honest people are in polls like this. It turns out that prejudice is an extremely difficult thing to measure because people know the right answer. And they're not willing to admit their own prejudices. So if Sanders did become the nominee, we would find out for sure whether people are willing to vote for a Jew. They say they are, but I think the proof will be in the pudding.
Jonathan Zimmerman joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks. It was fun.